It was a very large circular area fenced off, and everything was within that area, and that was sort of very much restricted. I mean, we had to be let in, we couldn't just walk in. The gate was always locked. Well, when you first went in, there was a house where the well, gatekeeper, call him what you will, lived, walked up Swanborough. And up there also there was offices, there was a photographic lab, there was workshops, everything except the actual experimental stuff. Then you went way down into the site, and the experimental stuff, the actual site where they exploded the charges, was virtually in the middle of this large circle. And the huts were round it, but they were a long way away from the buildings just inside the gate. I think I might have been in Hut 10 for a short while, but that was a slightly bigger hut. 13, where I was, there was just two of us.
What would your jobs have been, you and Winifred?
Well, the camera was all built into the equipment. You never actually touched the camera. Well, you've got to get the equipment ready to record first of all, which obviously with film had to be done in the dark. You put the film, say it was a large drum. You put the film around the drum, fixed it, and sort of set it up to record. Then after it recorded, you had to develop the film. So you got a recordings all the way, within 360 degrees. All the way around.
Yeah.